It's another special edition of the Shooting USA podcast, live from the 2014 SHOT Show, Sands Convention Center, Smith & Wesson booth. This time my guests are Johnny Jones and Larry Murray from the Boot Campaign. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Pleasure to be here.
Larry, tell me what the Boot Campaign is and what's different about this from other charities out there.
Well, we're a national 501c3 nonprofit that supports veterans and wounded warriors and active duty military. We started, it was really an idea. It was a grassroots initiative, appreciation and awareness idea from five women in Texas who read the book Lone Survivor. Mm-hmm. They partnered with Marcus Luttrell to start this appreciation movement. And so they had some friends that were celebrities, and they got them involved. They took a photo of these celebrities in combat boots with a little saying that said, "When they come back, we give back." And that launched just a national movement. What that movement's become 5 years later is over 28,000 civilians wearing combat boots. And through their purchase of Boot Campaign combat boots, they are helping us raise funds for our assistance efforts for veterans, everything from housing, jobs, wellness, urgent assistance, family support. It's helped us produce gratitude and appreciation events. We've had over 400 celebrities get involved and don a pair of boots to as a way to say thank you. We kind of like to be recognized as almost the new yellow ribbon in some ways. Mm-hmm. And it's launched a massive movement in the last 2.5-3 years.
That's fantastic. Johnny, tell me about your experience. How did you come to be involved?
Yeah, well, so in 2010, I was deployed to southern Afghanistan as a Marine EOD tech, a bomb tech. And, I'm one of the lucky ones. I lost my legs there, but I came back, with my heart and my head intact. And about a year after my recovery, a year into my recovery, it still goes on every day. Once I got to where I could walk and be independent, I started doing things with my fellow wounded warriors. I was a little bit more outgoing than they were. I was able to reach out to people and get things happening that needed to happen. And I was riding down the road and I heard about the Boot Campaign through one of our celebrity supporters, Joe Nichols, on the radio. And I thought, this is really cool. What better way to show your support for the military than to put a pair of boots on? Plus, there's a certain bit of irony in putting a pair of boots on prosthetic legs,
Right.
And I thought, this is really neat. And so I wrote them an email, and I was like, "Hey, guys, I'll come fold T-shirts. I want to help out. What can I do?" And they wrote me back, and they said, "Well, actually, we got the T-shirts covered, but if you want to come to an event with us, and we'll get to know each other." That was 2 years ago, over 2 years ago. The event I went to was our first annual boot ride with the Sons of Anarchy. We just did the third one, and, they brought me into the fold as a warrior liaison, so anytime we do something with wounded warriors, especially severely wounded, even PTSD and TBI even, I'll be the coordinator of that and make sure everyone's taken care of and to make sure when we do events, we hold it true to those we service, which are our warriors. It's amazing. We have a lot of fun, and we're a positive organization. When we do things, when we put warriors out there to have a good time, it's not to videotape them and put them on a commercial. It's because we want them to know they're appreciated.
Right.
And when we solicit people to support the military, it's a positive thing. We don't go out and tell bad news stories. We go out and tell the good news stories that used to be bad news stories.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's interesting, and what I'm getting from what's different here is it's not just one niche of what a returning warfighter might need for his family. It's anything. Like you mentioned, Larry, let's talk more about what Boot Campaign really does for the guys and their families.
Well, our vision statement is to awaken the patriot in us all. And that's a broad statement. I mean, obviously, that's specific to us when it comes to active duty and veterans. And, how we accomplish that is through cultivating awareness, promoting patriotism, and providing assistance. So mm-hmm. assistance is obviously the easy portion that makes us like everybody else in the veteran service world. I mean, housing. We've done so far, we've put 20 veterans, made them into mortgage-free homeowners.
Wow.
And, thousands of hours of PTSD counseling. We have surviving spouse conferences that we're a part of and help run. We've got a Make-A-Wish program for kids that have lost their parents killed in action or have been severely wounded. It's called Brat Pack 11. And it was actually created by an 11-year-old girl at the time, and it's now servicing these families exponentially. We've got an urgent assistance fund to help immediate needs, immediate mm-hmm. pop-ups. And that's just one third of the niche. We also have this amazing gratitude and awareness program, or gratitude and appreciation program called Faces of Our Freedom, which sends guys that Joey puts together and puts them on great experiential trips. We couldn't technically call them therapeutic, but there's no doubt in my mind that they are therapeutic in nature just because they are fun. It lets these men and women get out and experience and be treated like they were treated pre-injury. Mm-hmm.
We're here at SHOT Show. One of the things we do every year is called Booting and Shooting. We do it at the Dallas Gun Club. And last year they gave me the opportunity to go out, find guys who are gun enthusiasts, who were, physically disabled. So we're talking amputees. And one of our participants was a triple amputee. And we're talking a guy with no legs and one hand. Mm-hmm. And he went out there, he shot the entire course. And, that's amazing. That's something he didn't know he could still do. Mm-hmm. And before it was done, he was out shooting sporting clays with some of the best of us out there, or the best of them out there. I can barely hit one.
That's awesome, man. That's fantastic. This wow, spiked the mic there. That was heavy. This is something that I think is important for the audience to understand, and I know is going to be inspiring. We've done podcasts with Folds of Honor Foundation. We've done podcasts with the HAVA. And the question always comes back, how can I get involved? How can somebody who might be listening to this, who might be inspired by the story, get involved and help?
Well, the easiest way is by getting your boots on. One of our goals, and the boots are really the foot in the door, literally. One of our goals is to get 1.4 million civilians to don a pair of combat boots to represent the 1.4 million men and women that currently serve. Wow. You can do that by going to bootcampaign.com. We've got a signature line of combat boots. We've got several of the manufacturers that are here, Bates boots that we sell. We have a co-branded Under Armour boot that is sold. We've got great boot manufacturers. They're producing combat boots, and that's how we raise a portion of our funds. Other ways is by just showing your gratitude and appreciation. One thing we pride ourselves on is I don't care how people get involved, whether it be with Boot Campaign or another organization. I just want the general public to get involved. And we're big promoters of serve the veteran first. And if that's through us, that's great. If it's through somebody else, just start looking at where you can take some responsibility and show your appreciation and gratitude through any organization.
Yeah, something that happened this week, the movie Lone Survivor premiered.
Sure.
Marcus is a good friend of ours. He's a large part of how we got started. And, it was almost a double-edged sword. It's amazing, the public reaction to Lone Survivor. Mm-hmm. But it's almost like 14 years into war, they've just now realized the amount of service and sacrifice that has gone into this war and previous wars. Mm-hmm. At the Boot Campaign, we're not post-9/11 veterans. We're all veterans. We support our military families. And so all that shows is the public is primed to support our military, but at the Boot Campaign, we still have a lot of work to do to get out there and reach the public and let them know what we're up to and make it popular and cool and the right thing to do to support the military again.
Outstanding stuff, man. We may have touched on this earlier. Our mutual friend who brought us together today, Daniel Zoff, she organizes races, like 5K races,
yeah.
Boot runs, exactly right. How prevalent is that? How impactful are events like that?
They're incredibly impactful. It's mm-hmm. it's incredibly hard to run a 5K race in combat boots.
Right.
I'm sure this guy could tell you. It's incredibly hard, and that's the boot is such a tangible experience. We don't want to be pigeonholed. Obviously, the name is Boot Camping. We don't want to be pigeonholed. Within the boot, because we have a whole line of ways to show your gratitude and appreciation. But those events are easy to get involved in. We have these boot and shoot events. We've got, we've got motorcycle rides with the cast of Sons of Anarchy. We've got these, we've got a thing we're a part of this year called Red Fest. And Red Fest is with Jeff Foxworthy, and it's a three-day festival and lifestyle festival. And we've got a lot of ways nationally to be involved.
Excellent. Where can people get more information?
Bootcampaign.com is okay. The best way.
Singular, Boot Campaign.
There it is.
That's
it. Outstanding, gentlemen. Thank you for the time.
Thank you.
You.